Science and Pseudoscience. 1. Recall the question with which we began. What is science? Karl Popper, an influential 20th century philosopher of science, thought that the fundamental feature of a scientific theory is that it should be falsifiable. To call a theory falsifiable is not to say that it is false. Rather, it means that the theory makes some definite predictions that are capable of being tested against experience. If these predictions turn out to be wrong, then the theory has been falsified or disproved. So a falsifiable theory is one that we might discover to be false. It is not compatible with every possible course of experience. Popper thought that some supposedly scientific theories did not satisfy this condition, and thus did not deserve to be called science at all. Rather, they were merely pseudoscience. Freud's psychoanalytic theory was one of Popper's favorite examples of pseudoscience. According to Popper, Freud's theory could be reconciled with any empirical findings whatsoever. Whatever a patient's behavior, Freudians could find an explanation of it in terms of their theory. They would never admit that their theory was wrong. Popper illustrated his point with the following example. Imagine a man who pushes a child into a river with the intention of murdering him, and another man who sacrifices his life in order to save the child. Freudians can explain both men's behavior with equal ease. The first was repressed, and the second had achieved sublimation. Popper argued that through the use of such concepts as repression, sublimation, and unconscious desires, Freud's theory could be rendered compatible with any clinical data whatever. It was thus unfalsifiable.